The new District 5 gives the Pleasant Grove neighborhood a single voice on the council. It had been split into different council districts. It also increases the likelihood of a Hispanic winning the seat, or that was the thinking. But heading into the runoff, longtime community Hispanic activist Jesse Diaz trails commercial realtor Rick Callahan, who is Anglo. Diaz is running hard, knocking on doors and making phone calls.
The district is 72% Hispanic, so I understand the homeowners in this area. I have been in the trenches, so I understand my community more than my opponent.
Rick Callahan, longtime Southeast Dallas Chamber of Commerce executive, says Pleasant Grove is a diverse community that pulls together, and injecting race into the campaign debate was not necessary.
Using the race card, that's divisive and polarizing. It's just more of the same. That's what we've always gotten from this opponent. When people see we've got a coalition built with all kinds of people.
Callahan says he'll concentrate on what's good for Pleasant Grove: new retail and residential development, sidewalks, drainage, and getting stray animals off the streets.
We've got bar ditches with standing water. I'm concerned that West Nile mosquitoes infestation in those areas. I know that we also have a loose animal epidemic. I mean, there's just packs of dogs and cats and even other animals, where anything from chickens to goats just traveling in the street.
But Diaz says Pleasant Grove residents put crime and good schools at the top of the list, and he has a 30-year track record on those issues.
I've met with the superintendent 6 times since he came to office. I've met with the mayor 2. I have met with Chief Brown, and I'm also in his advisory committee. I'm everywhere, and that's what I'm hoping that the voters look at.
Both Diaz and Callahan say Pleasant Grove has been ignored for decades, but that's about to change because it will have its own city council member. The change in District 14, downtown and East Dallas, may be a bit more subtle. 2 lawyers are lobbying to replace outgoing councilmember Angela Hunt. Much of the runoff discussion has been about style and loyalties. Philip Kingston's work on a neighborhood conservation committee brought allegations of heavy-handed tactics when neighbors built or remodeled homes.
I reject it categorically. Talk to the 30 members of the committee and see what they say.
Bobby Abtahi has been portrayed as the choice of the city's business elite and therefore beholden. He says not true, and he says he will question and collaborate to get things done.
It's one thing to scream about change. It's another thing to make change happen. So you not only have to call them out, you have to convince them.
Both candidates want to get back to the basics. Abtahi says that's what people care about.
The doors I've knocked on care about making sure their streets are smooth, they have the police protection they need, and that our parks and libraries and rec centers have the resources available to stay open.
Kingston says it boils down to better budgeting.
We have grand structures but crumbling streets. We have aspirations, but we have a lack of infrastructure to accomplish them. And that comes from poor spending priorities.
Runoff races traditionally draw low voter turnout, lower than the first go-round, and the 4 candidates are working to get their voters to the polls. BJ Austin, KERA News.